Save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is sort of what happened.
Yes.
You were right up to the part about you encouraging Mike, because
yes.
What started happening is you started hitting Mike on the shoulder and saying, save him, save him. The one wrinkle that was not mentioned is when you were right on the precipice of saying yes to Oscar hitting you on the shoulder, really, really kiss of death, you make eye contact with Jimmy. And Jimmy's up there, and Jimmy says, oh, maybe, and I'm reading Jimmy's mind. He said, maybe Mike will come up now. And that's when you're like, okay.
Any word back from Treg's people for Perkins?
Yes, Friday they contacted me and they said, would we want to fly him in? I said, no, a phoner will be fine. I will follow up with them following the show
That's
today.
A bingo!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I can't do it. I can't do a weekend like that anymore. And then we're going to do it in Las Vegas. My God.
We've got a few months to get ready for that.
Yeah.
Seeing you people, just what a whirlwind.
Yes.
What a whirlwind weekend. Just amazing, amazing, amazing. I mean, I just went so hard at it all weekend, up at five, and then
you were celebrating,
graduation.
Though.
Yeah, it was a celebration weekend, a lighthearted, fun weekend.
It was a weekend in D.C., a wonderful
beautiful
weekend in
weather.
D.C. with the... graduation of my youngest daughter. Yeah, tremendous weather, easy to get in and out of. Actually, it was. I have never come to a city where everything worked out so well. And by the way, can you please see if we can get a rental car company that is near and dear to my heart? Alamo Rental Car.
Alamo.
Yeah.
I've had my third great experience with that company, and I love them.
A Lone Star.
I love
them.
Yes. What elevated them up and above this time?
Yes.
Attitude, allowing me, to select a different car that
Ooh.
I, just kind of casual about it, but cool. You know, we were discussing the other day, rental car companies charge a fortune.
Sure.
Yes.
Alamo's no different than that. I mean, they charge, rental car companies are a lot. It's why they advertise so much. Mm. If you ever want to see a company that's overcharging and getting richer and richer, just look at your... Look at your ads.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Geico.
Look at you. You want another one that, gets you? Enterprise.
All
right.
Oh.
You want to see, right?
They'll pick you up.
They'll pick you up. But they've got the guy, who's the guy from Seinfeld, that's the funny guy in the tight suit. And he's the guy. Hey, how are you?
Oh, he was David Putty.
Putty.
Yeah.
They've got Putty.
Yeah.
Putty's fantastic. They're funny commercials. But they're all expensive.
Yeah.
And I just really enjoyed my experience. So I wanted to give them a shout out.
I'm happy it worked out with Alamo. I almost shared, and I know we tried this years ago in Maine, but it's come a long way. And you've seen the commercials about a company called Turo, T-U-R-O.
Yes.
Where you rent someone else's car.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that scheme.
DC, I just read this in the paper, I want to say like 2 weeks ago online, where DC is one of the major hubs for Turo. So if there's a disruption in your traditional rent-a-car establishment, they may maybe give you better prices and better service because they want to keep
Well,
your,
so
keep
do they meet
service.
Do the guy
Something
who rents your car, do they like rent do they
oh,
pick you up
pick
at the
you
airport?
Up at the airport if you want.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, all I can tell you is
the fight.
They're good people, and it's the second time they put me in a better car than I rented, and I'm really happy about that.
A
they
Chrysler
did it for
Sebring?
Me in Boston. I remember they did it in Boston when it was like 3 degrees.
Mm.
Yeah,
oh, that's
we were going
huge.
Up around Christmas time or something like that, and then they did it for me now. And did you see the hot car that I rented?
No.
The Buick LaCerne?
No.
I rented a Challenger.
Muscle car.
I had a 2019 Challenger with like a little over 1,000 miles
that,
on it.
What type of that's rear wheel drive, right?
Yeah, and it wasn't the big engine. I checked right away, but it had plenty of pickup.
What
it
color? A lot of times those come in really wacky colors. Was it yellow or purple?
I have no idea. I was not sober enough to remember all.
Fire red, like fire engine red.
Seeing black and white.
All I know is I made the drive down to out to the restaurant for my daughter's graduation dinner. I made the drive down to the daughter's graduation. I made the drive back to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, and then Carla drove the rest of the weekend.
As she should.
Yeah.
Because as she should. Yeah. She was the she
did
was
you like
the
wide open roads going down to your daughter's college?
It was not. At 7 a.m., it was traffic.
Oh, no.
Even at 7 a.m.?
Yes, there was an accident.
7 a.m. on a Saturday.
Accident,
of course
just like
there
was
is.
An accident on Friday when we were going to the restaurant. Merging onto Route 50, a major artery in Falls Church, Virginia, or Arlington, or one of the little beehives that everybody lives in.
Farlington.
This is the classic move. I have done this. I have been the guilty party in an accident. You are coming up to a merge, and you are about to merge into very heavy traffic, and there is no merge lane. So you have to pick your spot, and then you have to race out. And this is a driving tip and a driving note for everybody that is ever going to do this, because I think I will save some people some dollars on insurance and on body work when I say this, all right? I've done this because everybody does this. When you are the second car behind the lead car on a merge where there is no access lane, and that car is going to have to dart out, you're going to want to get a little leg up, and you're going to want to kind of look at your chance. You don't do that. Maintain your focus on the car in front of you.
Always.
Make sure they take care of their business. Otherwise, you will do what this Jeep Cherokee did to this Toyota Corolla the other day. And so you got the guy, I would say probably late 30s, early 40s, and then you got the kid in the Corolla. And so this guy in the Corolla is a young driver and obviously a little timid. So the guy in the Jeep Cherokee in back of him is looking at traffic and assuming. We are two cars in back of the Jeep Cherokee. So I'm watching this, and this guy is not focused on the car in front of him. He's focused on his own little lane to get out. And you got to bust it to get out on the Route 50 on Friday afternoon rush hour. You got to get out there, and you got to get in there, and you got to get it done. And the Toyota Corolla, I think from a voice standpoint, I can best describe his attitude as, I'm not sure I want to go yet. And he's just taking a ridiculous amount of time. And we're just waiting because, I mean, I'm not even in the game yet. I'm just observing. And then I look up ahead, and I'm looking right at it. And the guy in the Cherokee assumes, because there was a gaping hole in the traffic, that he's going to blast out. And I think there was maybe 3 feet, 4 feet in between these two cars. And the Cherokee put the pedal to the metal. And Johnny smokes a lot of pot, hasn't even moved 2 inches yet. And he crushes the back of this other guy's car. And it's that accident sound where you hear that metal on metal.
Yes.
Where it's just gage. And
you watch
stops.
The whole thing unfold.
And I watch the whole thing unfold. And the guy, the kid in the Corolla, gets out of the car, walks around to the back of his car because he's that when he goes. That's all I'm seeing is the pantomime with the kid with the head on the hands on his head just going, whoa, whoa. What do we have there?
One
and
of
the other
my
guy,
favorite gestures is when you lace your fingers and put your hands on your head. That's when things are out of control.
Distress.
Yes, it is.
The very Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, you hurt my car real bad. And he looks, and the guy, the bald guy, you know, it like 7 million guys in D.C. that have that look.
Yeah.
You know, trim, bald, successful, you know,
sure.
Rah, 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 you know, slaying the dragon, probably pissed off.
Yes.
And he is just, you can tell he's at fault. There's no recourse for this, but he is pissed.
It's one of those situations where he's at fault because the other guy's a bad driver. He's a bad driver in front of him, though.
He's totally at fault. So that was our, and I just said, I looked over at Carla. I swear to God, this is a direct quote. I look over at Carla and I say, miss it? Anyway, it was pretty
the density, the population,
pretty good.
It was pretty intense. Oh. And then another accident on Saturday. So within less than 24 hours, probably less than 14 hours, two major accidents. The one on 95 South.
Look at you, cheated death. You cheated death.
I'm stunned that they have finished all the construction in the city. I think it's just, it's to be, there to be complimented.
Yes, the infrastructure is, as always, perfect.
You know, like many American cities, it is just one giant public works project.
But it's never, you know, if you come in, you expect it because you've lived here for many years. But if you have visitors or relatives from out of town and you drive them around the nation's capital, it's the nation's capital.
Yes.
And you know what it is? It's an embarrassment.
It should be the best city.
You find yourself, you say, there's the White House. I apologize. You can't see it because of the cranes and the sinkhole.
Scaffolding.
Yeah. I mean, we can't really go on the George Washington National Parkway, the most beautiful road in the country, because there's a sinkhole on it today.
A sinkhole.
So we're going to skip that. But other than that, it's great.
And for those that are traveling to Washington, D.C., and I'll have good and bad, but I'll start with the bad today. Because what the hell? Renting a car at National Airport and then getting in and out of the airport. The people that designed National Airport, I think before they took pen to paper, the great architects probably dropped acid before that day, because that is, without question, the most convoluted airport I have ever seen. Right down to the security checkpoint.
Yep.
Right down to the fact where you're mashed up against the gate, right? Because they need enough room for people to walk on the pedestrian walkway out there outside of the gate, and then they need to put the Disney barriers up so you can go back and forth, then back and forth, and then you need to mash up against the glass partitions. Do you get the impression when you travel through National Airport that they, when they set that up, that it was designed to be a different way, and then they had to jerry-rig it? Right.
Yes, because and Mike, you are absolutely right. What's happening at National right now is a correction. All that construction you see is meant to extend the drop off, I guess, space for the passengers further away from the terminal for two reasons. For what you just talked about and security reasons. Mm-hmm. The idea that you can drop someone off that close to a terminal full of people is not necessarily safe. So they are, the construction you see will extend the new terminal, not the old one, the new terminal, B and C, not A. They'll extend that roughly, I would say, the current length, you're going to get another third that'll get you closer to the metro than you actually will to get into the airport. So you have more room inside the terminal.
But National Airport, its life has been a life of corrections because it's always been an inadequate airport size-wise.
But I'm in the new one. I'm in the brand spanking new.
Still inadequate. Still inadequate.
B and C.
That's the one they're doing the renovation on.
Yeah. If you're doing a renovation on something that was new an hour ago, it seems like, really. You know, and so I'm mashed up against, and then the guy comes up and he's got to get the new modern plastic containers that take your stuff through security.
Sure. That's
and
fancy.
He's got to slide that by the Asian woman who is 2 feet tall and 16 feet wide. And he's moving this cart, and I'm just going, guys, do you give any thought in the morning that you're going to have two lines mashed up against this wall, and then you're going to stack your plastic trays? And I'm looking at this going, this is a decades of I don't give a shit. This is absolute laziness like you would not believe. No one caring enough to really do it. Everybody droning on and doing what they do. And people mashed up there. And then when I finally get through, and yeah, that's fine. Once you get inside the area, put your stuff on the belt, it's slow like every place in the country. And they close down the left line, which is the regular metal detector, which is just a little thing. I go through the one that goes, whoa.
Oh, where you have to stand like this.
Yeah. Well, I have to do that because I have artificial hips and I'm required to.
Mm.
And the 6'4", 700-pound guy comes over, and this is the quote. He said, y'all got to come over here, y'all. and I'm standing there, and he looks at me and he goes, y'all got to come here, y'all.
Oh, he repeated himself. That's
and
good.
And instead of going, I don't, you know, I said, I have two artificial hips. And he turns and he walks away. Because DC security, the finest, kindest people you'll want to ever meet when you're coming into our city. It just, man. I mean, it was really terrible. But since I'm mentioning the bad, I have to mention the good as well.
Okay.
All right. And let me play my angels, because this is how I forgot. And I know it's been there a while, but We arrive at the airport at about 10 a.m. yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't have been feeling better. Mm. Like that. We look over and Carlos said, I'm hungry. I said, you know, I'm finally hungry too. I think we should get something.
Finally hungry.
Yeah. I'm finally hungry too after, you know, shaking off the cobwebs of the morning. Mm. And I look over the railing. Oh, by the way, when you come into D.C., you'll see signs that say ticketing. All right. You'll see a clear area that says with a big giant arrow that says ticketing. And you finally get there and then you look right, you look left, and you don't see ticketing because you're not in a ticketing area. You're in a gate area. But they don't bother with that because you know what they've done? They put you up on a little balcony for your ticketing at National Airport. It's just, it's constant. It's constant afterthought. Well, where are we going to put the ticket? So we get done with that, but I look over the balcony and I see down below, I see Ben's Chili Bowl.
Bingo.
Yeah.
That is a bingo.
Bingo.
And it's open. And it's open like 10:15. And nice. I said, Carla, you've never been, have you? You've never been and had the Ben's Chili Bowl goodness. She said, for breakfast? And I said, yes. For breakfast. Absolutely. And we enjoy a Ben's original half-smoked, both of us.
All the
and,
way?
I took a all the way.
Nice.
Everything on there. I had my, I took a picture of my wife enjoying hers. Because it was like, I love my wife so much that I like watching her eat. Mm-hmm. Just like I like watching my kids eat. So I enjoy that. And
they say
we were.
It's the greatest culinary contribution from our fine city, is Ben's Chili Bowl's half-smoked.
I don't think there is any. Even now that they've chained up, and they have them in the ballpark too, right?
Yeah,
uh-huh. In the ballpark here. More, you know, there is a company that deserves to be expanded and put
the
out
success.
There because they were. I give Ben's Chili Bowl. They've been on the show multiple times, and it was astonishing. And by the way, that's my whole weekend. I have nothing else.
No big material. Win.
I have no material at all for the show. It was you know, to have that at 10:15. By the way, on my favorite TV show, Killing Eve, her supervisor, I forgot the wonderful actress that plays her boss, Sandra Oh's boss on this, makes a comment. They meet for breakfast at this restaurant that's a dinner restaurant. And she said, no, I don't like breakfast. Eggs. I don't eat eggs. Why does it have to be eggs? Who decided? So that was, it was a Ben's Chili. So the good with the bad, Ben's Chili Bowl inside the airport.
Very good.
You know, much better than Legal Seafoods, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
Legal Seafoods everywhere, but Ben's Chili Bowl, there it is, a DC classic. Right there, easy to get,
open
easy
for
to
breakfast.
Find.
Open
ready to
for
go.
Breakfast.
Ready to
yes.
go.
Open 10:15.
Yes.
There comes my favorite
Thank
part
you,
of the
Peach.
Show every day.
Thank you.
Is Oscar's latte.
The coffee delivery. Yes. Yes.
It's wonderful. And it was a good weekend. It was good to see you boys too. I had a
very good to see you. Yeah.
There's a lot to get to there.
Lot to get to. And you know, and by the way, after the Ben's Chili Bowl, it was on to an Embraer 190, which is a small regional jet. And my apologies to everybody who was sitting around us. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mother's Day.
Who is this? You woke me.
It's me, Anthony Jr.
No, oh, I didn't know I had a grandson.
I miss you.
Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't, honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Oh, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
My dad doesn't like my attitude. So Uncle Pussy said that I should come down here and talk to you. Because you're old and have wisdom and stuff.
Oh, his mother's another one. Well, what'd you do?
I took Mom's car out of the garage and it got wrecked.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Did you wear your safety belt?
Yeah.
Because there was an article in the paper the other day about a bunch of teenagers from out near the Delaware Water Gap. They overcrowded their car, it hit a tree, and it incinerated. And they got trapped. People could hear them screaming. They couldn't get out. The safety belts did it. Buckled them in.
See, that's what I mean. What's the purpose?
Why does everything have to have a purpose? The world is a jungle. And if you want my advice, Anthony, don't expect happiness. You won't get it. People let you down. And I'm not naming any names. But in the end, you die in your own arms. It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
Mother's Day.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the shiny, state-of-the-art Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for the program. If you are a first-timer, God, I'm going to cough.
It's the last bit of DC right there.
Sorry about that. If you are a first timer, thanks for joining us. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Ras Al Khaimah, United Emirates, to Longwood, Florida, from Salt Lake City, Utah, to Horsehead, New York.
Nice.
From Rapid City, South Dakota, to Shibuya, Tokyo, Japan, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And brought to you by Quip. It's time for spring cleaning, and Quip's got an easy way to start with better brushing habits for the whole family. I love Quip when I travel, too.
Oh, yeah.
This is a beautiful, state-of-the-art little electric toothbrush that I take with me, and it's easy peasy. The new Kids Quip. Oh, wow. I didn't even know this until
brand
right
new,
now.
Brand new, Mike. Brand new.
The new Kids Quip is the same as the original Quip, just tweaked for size-down mouths. Oh, I am on this. God, why didn't somebody send me one of these before I knew about it? I'll go buy it myself, but I love it. Wow. No nonsense, no childish gimmicks, just a great electric toothbrush so your kids can brush just like grown-ups. And Quip still has a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, and we don't clean evenly. Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months for just $5, a friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh, and to stay committed to your oral health. I use Quip because it guarantees that I am brushing my teeth the right way every day, and my son Michael will be starting that very, very soon. That's why I love Quip, and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do it too. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS, and we thank you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Congratulations to my beautiful daughter, Elizabeth, and graduating from the with a Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Mary, Washington.
How great was that? How great was that ceremony?
The best part was at dinner when she informed me that she has scored an archaeological job right out of school.
Employment?
And,
get out, really?
She is employed. Yes, she
That's
is employed.
That's awesome.
So I am thrilled. And, you know, she's going to be working in her field, which is very, very exciting for somebody that age. And Catherine is came down from New York, my other daughter, and she missed her first bus coming in from New York City to Washington, D.C., but she was there, so I had the whole family out there for dinner, including the new boyfriend.
Ah, how was that?
At the Peking Gourmet. It was wonderful. I had the Peking Gourmet restaurant, which we know and love. I don't think the owners were on campus, and Rob, as much as we have sung the praises of that joint for years and years and years, it you know, it was fine.
Oh,
it was just fine.
An off night? Wow.
Know, food was still great. Food is right. Is always great there. It was. It just was, you know. You know, it was, you know, it's where she wanted to go. And, you know, it was just.
It's in a strip mall.
Yeah, it was.
Don't give Oscar this win. This is what this is. This is an aberration. It's one off night. It's still great. And Oscar, just because it's in a strip mall, doesn't take away from the fact that it's fantastic.
Their food was coming out. It was just the attention to, you know, a table of five.
Yes.
Might have been a little slow.
Could have tweaked it.
Could have tweaked it a little bit. And yeah, it was. But our pictures are still up on the wall there.
That's good.
Cool.
That's good.
You know, pictures of us and people that we worked with and didn't work with. And
yeah, it's like a history lesson.
So, yeah, it really is. And it's nice that we're still up there. And yeah, the food was good. But it just was a little frenetic.
Yeah,
is the way I would describe it inside that joint. And
packed,
you know,
I'm sure.
Kind of crazy, but great to see the. I really enjoyed the company of the new Bo.
Mm-hmm.
He was respectful. He answered all the questions. And
is he a good eater?
He was new to a lot of this, but he wasn't a pig.
Okay,
you know,
good,
he wasn't
good,
like
good.
Shoveling it in. Mm-hmm. But he liked all the food. And the thing that I truly enjoyed was he was. You know when you meet a kid and they're kind of nervous and they want to make sure they're saying the right things,
yeah.
Right? He was, he did that, which I just think that's a sign of respect, and I kind of like
he's
that.
He's trying.
Oh, yeah.
And he's
you
trying.
Love that. He cares.
And then it, you know, not in he wasn't faking anything. He was being himself, and then he kind of laughed at my shtick a little bit, and of course, that's the you know, he wasn't doing it to manipulate. He was doing it because he really did.
Anyway,
you know,
yeah.
He laughed at a couple of things, because I was just chilling, and...
But that also encourages you to go a little further with your shtick.
You know, though, can I say this? The volcano drink...
Yes, the flaming volcano.
Do you remember when we had those the first time? And
yeah.
They were what would be the primary quality of the volcano drink?
The fact that it is so lousy with rum that it gets you drunk fast.
Thank you. And it wasn't. Not even remotely.
Really?
Sip.
There you go.
So, oh no.
Oscar's
things
making me laugh.
Have changed.
It yeah. was just it was kind of like super,
or,
super
meanwhile,
sweet.
Oscar like, loves every chicken tender. That he ever gets.
Did I call this years ago, or did I call this?
Are you now what? What is what did he call? What
you see, he has always tried to diminish the quality of that restaurant based on, I think, its location in Falls Church, which I think he has a sort of snooty attitude towards.
It's a horrible location.
And also its location within Falls Church in the Culmore Shopping Center.
Okay, this is a problem. You are both to blame because you built this place up like for years before I ever went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember throwing something nice on and saying, we're going to the Peking Gourmet. And I pulled into that shopping center and I said,
oh, here we go.
This must be a mistake because the big screen store is right to the left. And to the right seems to be some bombed out lottery establishment.
If you want some off-brand batteries, you can pick them up there.
Wait a second. Oh, that door is the restaurant. Excuse
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Now, do you immediately see the pictures of presidents, though, on the wall?
Yeah, and they're fading fast, let me tell you. Because those guys, some of them aren't around anymore.
This is true. Well, that's like any old established
restaurant. Yeah, that's true. Very true.
But they still have an amazing clientele. The food is still amazing. And the thing is that Oscar has...
The food is still very, very good. We did a prefix menu.
Oh, did you do the one?
We got a duck.
The courses?
We got the beef thing, and
oh,
we
that's
got
the best way
the
to go.
Thing.
That's the best way to go.
That was that was fine, and then a chicken dish that was not good. You know,
the one with a lot of sprouts in it.
Yeah. It's kind of bland.
Yeah, it is.
I guess for people that like bland food,
what happened?
Oscar would probably like that.
What happened with the volcano?
It was we both Elizabeth and her
Skeptical.
Boyfriend ordered one, and Kat and Carl and I ordered one, and was like, I took a sip of this, and I'm. My God, it's like fruit juice. It's like, it's all, ooh. It's all, which is the first sign of
a
place.
It should burn.
They're
going
watering
down.
The booze down.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Oh,
dear.
Snap.
Oh, dear.
Like almost undrinkable.
Oh, wow. Because
it was just sugary, syrupy,
like,
sweet,
this is
sweet.
A big soda.
Yeah. Did Catherine like hers?
Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth, forgive me.
Bow.
And they shared one. Did they?
And then we decided we order a round of another sweet drink, mojitos. And then they were sugary and watered down.
Oh, damn!
So, you know, the O'Meara's are a drinking family, for God's sake.
That's not where you impress them. Don't water the booze.
But you know what? It was great to be with my family, and it was great to meet the boyfriend. He laughed at my shtick.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do it, like, a lot. I just, you know, there were a couple of moments where it was just funny.
Like
and,
what? Like what? Like what?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But it was Jason was our waiter.
And, Jason?
You know, like, no Jason you'll ever meet. But it was...
I get that.
Yeah. I said, I think I should know, because he's an old guy, right? An older guy. And I
sure.
said, boy, I tell you, this place has been around here. Jason, how long have you worked here? He said, 3 months.
Mm.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was like, okay. So, you know, I mean, it just was that kind of, it was that, you know, little bit of, are they completely, no, the food is still good.
I wish you
still...
had called me so I could have called ahead for you and made sure you gotten one of the great waiters.
You can do that. You can actually. You don't do that.
But what happened is when you call and you call
never
Bobby.
Select a waiter. You wouldn't be able to remember any waiter you've ever had.
Bobby
the one,
Pang.
Who's the waiter
Pang.
That we had in the back?
Pang.
Where we had the group thing.
It was Pang.
Yeah.
No, there was another guy because he had a funny name that we made fun of.
Dat.
Like there was, there is a dad, too. Yes, yeah, there is a dad as well.
Remember, was it Yoo-Hoo or something like that? Or
I don't remember but what happened is if I were to call Bobby, who runs the joint, and tell him that you were coming, they would have made way and made sure you had a perfect
night.
Well,
no, it was fine. It was fine. It just was, you know, it was not what I remember.
Right.
It was not what I remember.
Or has your palate evolved?
It would be devolved.
I think I might be used to a different rhythm down here. I think I might be used to a little bit of a
different
rhythm.
Like the rhythm of service?
Here. Yeah. The old people don't tolerate anything other than, you know, it's a
rhythm.
But you know what? The most important thing is that it was great to be with my family. Mm-hmm. And I always talk about the rhythm down here.
Yeah.
The rhythm up there is different. It's a different,
it's world, hostile. You know?
There is definite hostility.
Yeah, let me
give you the good.
Rhythm.
I'm going to give you the good. Okay. The good was my daughters graduating. Seeing you guys, seeing our intern girl, and hanging out with Todd and Marissa and
Jimmy,
and seeing Rob's his son and his son's friend. What was his name? His
Aiden,
son's friend.
By the way, Aiden's father is dripping with jealousy because of the picture you took with Aiden. So, Mr. O'Malley.
O'Malley! Mayor O'Malley?
Yes, Mayor Aiden O'Malley. He's a big fan from
Rob
way back.
Did not want to stay, so he did his move where he brings his kids so he can extricate himself from, from the... well, it's true. I mean, I accept that. I've done that before. You know, I've done that when
I'm not
I
in a place
hang.
Where I want to leave Robert at home alone.
What's that?
I'm not in a place where I want to leave Robert at home alone.
Okay. Good call.
All right, so you want him to be supervised.
Just, you know, I want to be, at the ready.
You're coming with Papa Kid, get in the car.
That's right. Come on, we're going to get wings.
Was he okay with coming? Was he okay with coming?
He said, can I get wings? I said, of course you can get wings. So I stuck him in the corner, and he stayed for 2 hours. No, he's pleased. Yeah. Easy boy.
Poor kid.
Yeah.
We would have liked to have you hang.
Yeah, we're like, oh, he's gone. Rob.
Well.
Do you want another? Oh, he's gone. Rob.
Yeah, it's like Rob. Basically, Rob's contribution to the U.S. Hey, how you doing, Rob? Good to see you. And he was at the other. No, it wasn't that bad. You were there for a good long time.
I had a good time. It was fun to see you.
We took some sweet pics.
Yes, we did.
I saw those online. Wonderful.
We had a business meeting. We had a business meeting in the bar, which was cool. We don't really. When's the last time the three of us, like in person, sat down and did that? That was kind of
a long time.
It's a different energy.
And we had some good one-on-one time too. I mean, it was a good visit.
Yes.
It was great to see you guys.
It was a good visit. My apologies to Girl with her wedding party for not hanging in the room. I didn't know anybody besides Girl, and I didn't feel comfortable in that room. And that's why when Oscar saw me, I was sitting at the corner of the bar with
him. I was like, did it not start yet?
Right. Right.
Said,
then I saw the optimistic fatalist Jimmy. This is Jimmy. Jimmy was so excited to show us where his floor had caved in down on the lower level.
Oh, another sinkhole in DC. Terrific.
Oh, yeah, no.
Did he ever cave you down to the bottom level? Yeah, the bottom level where we've all cut a rug down there.
Yeah, sure.
Lower
we've
level.
All
yeah,
stood
yeah.
in front
yeah,
of the
like
DC.
Another party going on.
We've played Jeopardy down there.
Yeah. Sure.
That's where we've hung in previous incarnations. Jimmy was showing me, Jimmy seemed to be a little overworked. Which
I think
not
that
what
it was a busy Saturday plus the party. That's a big day for him.
Three private parties.
Wow.
He had three private parties there. Yeah, but
and I'm glad there was no. I'm glad there was no bloodshed. But I thought there might have been when Oscar was inviting you to join in on the toast, which was a great grand moment.
All right, you know what? That's a good time to break.
Yes.
That's when the Jack Daniels had finally started to get to Oscar's cerebral cortex.
Yes.
And he's literally physically pushing me up when they're cutting the cake.
And it was the room was thick with people.
Timing is everything.
We'll take a break and tell you more about our fabulous weekend and great precursor to Las Vegas, we got news about that as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey!
That's nice.
This is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show, and I'm all worked up. I may still be drunk. Tune in to hear about a vehicular disaster. That's hard to say when you might still be drunk.
Indeed.
Blessed nuptials and a lost evening.
And I've got a few things to say about socks.
I like it.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, let's hear it for the best listeners in the world.
Yay!
You made our November 15th TMOS Live 10th anniversary party a sold-out event. You guys rock. Don't miss out. That's right. Don't miss out. We've added a second show. The entire TMOS gang will return to the stage of the Council Chambers Theater on Saturday, November 16th. A second TMOS Live. an entirely different show as we supersize our 10th anniversary party by one more night. You've asked us to do that. We decided we would do it. So if you missed out, now's your chance. And if you want to see both shows even better, the TMOS 10th anniversary party is going to be so big, we need two nights to do it. The fun goes down at the Zappos corporate headquarters in downtown Las Vegas. Tickets are on sale now at MikeOMaraShow.com. Celebrate our 10th anniversary with our best live shows ever, because twice is nice. The TMOS 10th anniversary party brought to you by Zappos. Yes, Friday we sold out first one, and tickets are going fast for the second show. We will add, we've added a second show on Saturday night. So in years past, we've heard people say, you know, I couldn't get there Friday night. But if you can get there on Saturday and come and join us, we're
still in luck. Yeah,
YouTube.
Come on.
Should be a lot of fun. Am I missing anything, or is that pretty much all we need to see?
Click on the banner on the website. Don't miss out.
It's our 10-year anniversary. It's fitting that we had to add a second show.
Mm-hmm. So getting back to seeing everybody at Jimmy's, it was just a good day all the way around. The entire weekend worked out really well for Carla and for me. And it was good seeing it's closure for me with that family my ex-wife's family. And it was really good to see everybody. We don't we do not have the kind of relationship that I think some people do, that I've always been a little envious of, where you get a lot of contact between an ex-wife's family. And we don't have that, but we do have civility and courtesy and niceness and friendliness and hugs and handshakes and everything when I see them. And so that feels really, really good. And I wanted to thank my ex-wife, Laura, and her husband, Jim, for the co-parenting and the wonderful job they have done with both Catherine and Elizabeth. And I'm very, very grateful that Jim came into her life, and that he's been such a wonderful father to my daughters as well. So that's a really, really good situation. It was good to see my ex-brother-in-law, Lou, and Laura's sister, Emily, and we got a chance to chat with them a little bit as well. And then when you're all standing there, it's just not, I have now, this is the second graduation I've gone to, and my drill is I get them on Friday night. That's all me and them. And then I come to the graduation, we take a couple of photos, and I'm out of there. And it's fantastic. Oh,
and the weather was okay, because I know it was
the
dicey.
The weather broke. The weather broke for the graduation, and it was really, really terrific. I won't go into the details on the commencement speaker, but to the president of the University of Mary Washington, she was very competent, very nice. I'd like to see more A-listers, but then, I'm not there. And, so that's all there is to
it. Did they even look at your tape?
I said to myself, man, I was talking to Oscar about this. I said,
You were heated. about the commencement speaker.
Man, I think Rodney Dangerfield proved to us in the movie Back to School.
That, great movie.
Entertainment is, stay home, move back with your parents. I think that here's the great thing about the speaker. It was brief, which is wonderful.
That's a blessing.
And they motored through these 1,200, I think something like 1,200 kids, and they just, they blasted through it, and it was fine. Everything was fine. It's just anytime I see anyone on the stage, because I'm a performer, I truly think that, God, I'd love to have that opportunity. I would love to have the opportunity to do a college commencement, but that'll never happen now, because both my, if they wheel me up for my sons.
Yeah.
And if you have them
4 score and 7 years ago,
and if you make that huge contribution, to get them into USC,
that's not going to happen.
Let me ask you this, and I know you won't go into detail. You did say something along the lines at Jimmy's briefly. You said, well, it's not like this is not the most powerful city in the world. I'm sure they could have found some sort of secretary that had a Saturday off.
Yeah. It you might have mentioned that to me as well.
I was. No, it's just noticed.
By secretary, don't mean administrative assistant. We mean like somebody with some juice.
She's out of there. She got the diploma.
It was top
I'm not
of
doing
mind.
Any damage. Yeah. It's a wonderful university. You know that.
Sure.
I'm going to give you the, I'm going to.
Yes?
I give the, Elizabeth texts me during the service.
Okay. That's what I wouldn't think you could do. That's so funny that you can do that. Yeah, you can connect during the ceremony. Yeah.
All right. So we got there at about 8:30-ish, and all the seats are taken. That's, if I'm not going to be one of these dads again that gets there. I couldn't see her. I couldn't see Catherine. when I was there sitting in the back seat, so it didn't matter to me if I didn't get a seat. So let me see.
What time was the ceremony supposed to start?
9 o'clock. We go inside one of the university buildings. I'm watching it on a closed circuit.
Okay.
And then I'm going to move down to where they take the pictures when right about the time her name is called.
When she walks.
So I can get a picture of her. All right. And I said, love you and so proud of you. And in capital letters, you're employed! exclamation mark. And then she goes, ha ha ha, yes, love you too. And she says, also, this is when the commencement speakers are, also, what is this speech? And then I mentioned the title of the commencement person, and I don't care if I say it. Right?
No, who cares? Right?
She's already got her piece of paper.
I said a museum communications director. Really? I said, I guess all the contestants from Survivor were booked. And she goes, and she writes back to me, ha, ha, ha. So, and then she said, go to the bell tower. So that was it. But it's just like,
I hope go to the bell tower wasn't something that was auto-corrected, because it could have been.
Oh, yeah.
It was fine.
It was fine.
Man, efficient, and bing, bang, boom. And then the pictures, and then we're out of there, and it's off to one little stop for lunch before we made it to Jimmy's, and we went to Route 28 in Manassas, and I went to see my next door neighbor, Richard and Nancy. Richard wasn't there.
Oh,
Nancy was there.
Oh, that's
and,
nice.
And we visited with Nancy. I've done that now 3 times. So that's,
how does the old house look?
The old house looks fantastic.
Great.
And, you know, it's just nice to drive by and to see Manassas and how Old Town Manassas has changed. And I see they built a big new condo right there, which is interesting. And other than that, nice to see it. It stays the same.
Law's auction house still there?
Do you? I was just in Manassas like 2 weeks ago, and I had
good.
Pleasure trip.
Well, no, I wish. they have a lot of industrial parks in Manassas,
sure.
So that allows you to pick up glass, different types of materials,
automotive parts.
And I remember driving down. I said, man, that Yontas Usadas got a new sign, and the new sign consists, and this is the first one you see out of the four going down 28 if you're heading into Manassas.
Mm-hmm.
And the new sign consisted of yet another piece of plywood and paint.
Yeah.
That's yes.
I really do. I love our studio here, but I really do miss that trip through that corridor every day because there was always something to see, whether it was something new at the fortune tellers or maybe a new headstone in front of the two places.
Now, somebody
where you
was
could
talking
buy
about
headstones.
Your area apparently is like developing like a weed. Like, can't put enough of these like these developments that all the houses look the same. Like every they're just putting them further.
Well, luckily, when I moved in, my area was already cubically full, so we're in a lockdown situation. But if you go further out, there's much building going on.
They're just like putting them in. That's what they do every day.
Yep.
So we stopped by, saw the house, did a little driving tour through the city, and then it was to Guapo's, the chicken place, the Peruvian chicken
an
restaurant.
Old favorite.
Is it Peruvian? Is it Peruvian chicken?
I believe that's right.
It's Peruvian chicken and the best Tres Leches cake you will ever have in your life at Guapo's. However, the side effect of Guapo's that Carl and I both discussed was we were burping from the moment we drove out of the parking lot until 2 o'clock the next morning.
And richly flavored burps.
It was, I mean, really, I'm talking to people constantly just going, hi girl, nice to see your fiance, your new husband
and family.
But it was the family. I met her, met the mom, the dad. I think one of the moms, one of the dads.
I think they're still together, right? I think we met.
I thought
them,
so. I met the mom.
Parents.
I know. Yeah,
it's not clear. Wasn't clear to me.
It was vague.
Was it vague for you too?
A little vague. I met the mom, and she was very, very pleasant. I spoke highly of the girl, but I did not meet her father.
I met a guy that I think was a father.
In a suit?
I don't know.
In
mustache?
Gray suit?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely
gray
a
suit.
Follow.
Yeah, I heard that he had a mustache. This is what I heard.
And then it was time for a little toast. Do I have to break? Where am I in time? I totally
missed. You know, if we were to break now, we'd be perfect on time.
All right. I promise we will get to that when we come back. It's Oscar with Jack Dennis, and we haven't even talked about Todd Moore.
No.
Hello.
Jesus. Oh, my God. We'll take a break and we'll... Oh, God. What a... God, why do I like him? And maybe just a little bit with what's wrong with your other radio partner who looked so depressed yesterday with his Facebook Live that I watched. He did a Facebook Live.
Oh, no,
like,
really?
Like, alone over his store. That boy needs attention like you would not believe. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the 1870s, Buffalo Bill Cody returned to Iowa to make his fortune in the search for the world's biggest strawberry. At his side was his trusty Colt revolver, and trailing his covered wagon was his trusty sidekick, Little Steve, riding his Palomino Llama with its Romanian hand-tan gypsy saddle. Well, time marched on. Buffalo Bill left Iowa, but Little Steve stayed behind and bought a radio station, KCJJ, the Mighty 1630, known far and wide for its music, information, and the place for great deals on dining room furniture and Iowa City molasses. Today, Little Steve is all grown up, and at 93, is known as Captain Steve. He's replaced the llama with a microphone. You don't have to salute him, you just have to listen to him every morning and occasionally bring him a cookie. Start your day with Captain Steve and Jim Hunter right here on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ from 5 a.m. until they can't feel their toes. And bring him a cookie.
Got an idea for the next one. I want to do one this week. Just got it in my head. We're going to do a 1930s gangster promo.
Oh,
like a
crime
J. Edgar Hoover with Steve Bridges and Jim Hunter on a crime spree, robbing banks across the Midwest.
Excellent. Love
you know,
it.
And you know, a lot of banjo in
yes,
the promo.
Thank absolutely. You. I know exactly what you mean.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Some wise words from Cornerstone First Financial. If you are considering making some financial moves, stop considering and do it.
Do it. Do it.
Equity in homes has never been higher than it is right now. We're talking over $15 trillion in equity across the country. In fact, since the bottom of the market in 2012, home values are now up 53%. Whether you're buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt, Cornerstone guarantees the lowest rate. Rates are low, equity is high, and even if you purchased in the last year or so, you may be able to remove your PMI.
PMI!
PMI!
Private mortgage insurance. Private mortgage.
You remove
private
that,
mortgage insurance.
You remove that PMI, you save money.
That's right. It's not the air that goes into a tire.
No.
That's PSI.
That's right. And that's a great show.
Thank you.
PSI Miami. Yes.
PSI. I like PSI Las Vegas. Work with the friends of TMOS and save some dough. Now licensed in. Get ready. Write these down.
Right.
I'm going to say it really fast, okay? Make sure you write them down. California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, Colorado.
Nice.
That's where Cornerstone
nice.
Is licensed.
Yes.
Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. All right, so we're at the Jimmy's. Girl is our intern, Katie Cole, who got married to, what's his name?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, and we're in and out. I'm coming in and out. I meet the parents. I go out to the bar. I come back in for some sort of toast, and I missed it, but I go back to the bar.
Right.
Then I come back, and Oscar says comes back and says, they're cutting the cake or something
Jimmy,
like that.
Well, in fairness, Jimmy wrangles me. And
Jimmy does it. Okay.
Jimmy says,
hey.
You got to come back here. You got to come back here. And I was like, all right, Jimmy. He goes, get the guys. And I'm like, right. All right, Jimmy.
Yes. Okay. And now, girl didn't care, could care less, right?
No.
I mean, girl was perfectly fine with it. Came back out to the bar area and took pictures with us.
And let me give
right?
you...
Everything was
let
fine.
Let me give the lay
right?
of the land. Right. The party was in one room
the
of
Buffalo
Jimmy's.
Wing. The Buffalo Wing.
The Buffalo Wing, yes. And then that party had family members that were, you know, your traditional family members at any sort of wedding reception. And then she had a faction of friends from college.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had her TMOS gang.
Right.
And what became really evident to me when I walked in and I saw Mike outside is I was like, oh, I think Mike's just being a little antisocial inside my mind. And I walked back to him like, oh, no, there is no real place for us to hang and do what we do without disrupting anybody. So
right.
we're just going to scurry off to the side.
Right. Seats
and,
were taken.
And celebrate the way we yeah. know best.
Right.
Right? No mm-hmm. problem.
And
Katie
and
was cool with all of it.
Katie was super cool
yeah, yeah,
because
yes.
that's the way she rolls.
Yes.
She was delighted that we made it. I think she was really yeah. happy we were there. And how did
Pony
the whole
was there
thing,
for God's
yeah,
sake?
Yeah, Pony.
Yeah, it was yeah great. Pony was there. Pony was hanging. How did the whole thing germinate about me having to make a speech?
Okay, so
where the F did that? Because
we get there.
I was well on my way at
and
that
for
point.
Some reason. And this could be on my end. I feel when someone's going to give a toast, there's got to be some sort of microphone or PA. Is that fair right. to say when someone's like
yeah.
corralling somebody?
In a it room is. That size.
It helps command the audience.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah. not, I'm not talking about something at a concert or a radio right. event, just something you pick up and click yeah. and then talk.
Right.
So we both missed the initial toast. We got there at tail end. And then, okay. and then so this toast was for the cutting a cake and then for a few words being said.
Okay.
And the few words that were being said were by a couple different people. The first, Jimmy gave a big thank you. That's what Jimmy does. He's the master of ceremonies. And then Eddie Murphy, her husband, gets up and starts giving a toast.
Now, right.
At this point, Mike and I are roughly 12 feet away from the couple and Jimmy who yeah. are standing in front of us.
Right.
Right.
And at this point, Eddie Murphy, like most of us that would have gotten married in a toast coming at the end of the ceremony or the festivities,
right.
had a little, a few extra drinks, I imagine.
Sure.
Yeah. And
he would have been socializing for a
yeah,
long time.
Yes. Yeah. And while yeah. his sentiment was correct, it was not coming off as I think we all would want it to as he was yeah. giving thank yous mm-hmm. all around.
Right.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm pushing Mike to get in there and do what he does best is be gracious and have some charm and say thank you on behalf of the show.
This is sort of what happened.
Yes.
You were right up to the part about you encouraging Mike because
yes.
what started happening is you started hitting Mike on the shoulder and saying, save him, save him, save
yeah,
him,
and,
save
and
him.
And I didn't
save
feel,
him.
Rob, I didn't feel that that was appropriate because they were supposed to be doing a cake cutting. Right,
and it was really just simple words of thanks, and it was coming to a natural conclusion. And it was
but
winding
it was,
up.
It was labored.
It was, it but was I do feel
but it
that it would have
been my place to save
no,
that.
No, but Oscar had it really on his mind to
he wanted
save
me,
him.
He,
save
right, here's
save
the deal.
Him.
Eddie Murphy, and yes, that is the name
yes,
of her husband.
Yes, from Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2.
Right.
Yes. Eddie Murphy is wrapping this up, but it's going because he's a little looped,
yeah.
it's going a little slow. And Oscar somehow thinks that, you know, I've got to step in. Like, this is a live show. And I'm realizing that they're about to cut their cake. This is not
right.
the time when I insinuate myself. And so I'm saying, I said, no, Oscar. No.
No.
Oscar, I don't want to. No. I,
and
no,
they keep going.
No.
Save him. Save him. Save him. Save him. Save him. Save him.
Save him.
Save him.
Save him.
Save him.
Save him.
Save him.
Save him.
Go in there. Save him.
Save him. I said, I'm not averse to making a speech, but I'm not going to do it until they have the
cake,
which is their thing.
I stand corrected, but let me add this.
Did I get there? Did I do the speech before the Beverly Hills?
Yeah, this is for Axel. This is for Axel
did I
for
Eddie Murphy. Speech before they cut the
before
cake?
The knife hit the cake, yes.
Save him.
Because
save
I
him,
got
save
pushed
him.
Into it.
I know.
I have to say that even Shannon said to me, she goes, thank you. Please thank Mike later on for getting up there and saying what he said, because that came to a natural conclusion, which let everybody clap
yes.
and then the cutting of the cake.
All right. Well, I felt awkward up there.
You weren't.
Because
you killed.
No, you were fine. You were fine.
No, I don't think killed is not the word I would use. It was a phoned in. I don't even know the guy's name yet. I for some reason, I block Eddie Murphy because I've met him once.
You could not tell. You could not tell.
No, you did fine. You did fine. But what was great was...
Girl looked lovely, by the way. She looked beautiful.
Behind the scenes.
She looked wonderful.
Save him. Save him. Save him.
I don't want to save him.
Save him. Save him.
It's not the time. Save him. Save him. Oscar, leave him alone. I don't want to save him. Just go up there and save him. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this.
And
then what the problem was actually is...
Glad. At least Todd was back somewhere behind me because I wouldn't have needed him to go, I don't know if you need to save. You know, which is what he would have said.
The one wrinkle that was not mentioned is when you are right on the precipice of saying yes to Oscar hitting you on the shoulder, really, really kiss of death, you make eye contact with Jimmy. And Jimmy's up there, and Jimmy says, oh, maybe, and I'm reading Jimmy's mind. He said, maybe Mike will come up now. And that's when you're like, okay. And you skulk up there, just like, you know, you're carrying your own cross to the crucifixion. But you did. You brought it to a natural conclusion.
You
what you
right.
did
really
was
nice.
Strong. Was
really
strong.
Nice.
But
and
I know you did. But I know you did not want to be there.
And, no. Mike, you represented the show.
Yes.
And, you, yep. and when that was done, it was easy to say, okay, either you want some cake or not. We go back to our watering hole, which is the corner
of
Jimmy's bar.
Yes.
Now, Let's talk about Todd Moore.
Yes.
We have to take a break. When we come back.
No, we don't have to take a break.
We don't.
No.
This takes us up to the 57
mark. It does. Yes, it does indeed.
Good. Good. All right. I thought we'd have to take a break. Maybe I just wanted to take a break when I heard the two words Todd Moore.
I thought Todd, he was wonderful on Saturday.
Yeah, fun.
Look, there's nothing about hanging out with Todd that I don't dislike. I like Todd. I like Marissa.
Yes.
I like the four of you when you're together. You're cute. Two cuter couples you're not going to meet. Carla loves to hang out with Marissa and Shannon. And, you know, and it's just funny. Todd doesn't even wait. I do the funny thing where I hug Marissa, I hug Shannon, I hug Oscar, and then I walk past Todd.
Which was funny.
And then Todd goes, oh, really? Really? And then Todd immediately starts up with the whole politics, and it just goes on. And it's complete recreation for me. And it goes on. I'm not bored by it because I don't do it with a lot of people. Todd knows where I stand. I know where Todd stands. I think I know. I always feel when I'm talking that Todd has a twinkle in his eye and this bemused expression where I really always think he's just playing everybody.
He's goading
Todd, everyone. Todd will say something to get a rise out of people. It's what he does. And he loves talking to me because he can get a rise out of me as easy as anybody. And he just goes on and on. And he'll say something, you know, that's just... And he's knowledgeable enough with his conspiracy theories that, you know, he'll offer up that. And then we just go back and forth and back and forth. But that's not what I got out of talking to Todd all night. The way it ended with Todd, the big news for Todd is that Todd, and you can corroborate
this,
is giving some very, very serious thought. To my state.
Yes.
The
great state of Florida.
A beautiful place down here.
Yeah.
Because I know he's
in the Keys.
He did like 3 months down there, right?
Roughly two.
His life took a hiatus and he went down there. Yes. Yeah.
And he can work remote from anywhere. He can work from remote from anywhere. He's got his employees across the country.
That's why I'm down here. And I love the rhythm down here. Believe me, I got off the airplane and I was even though it's 1,000 degrees here already, I love it.
We're back home. We're back.
Yep. Right on.
So no kids. They got the dog. Marissa, and so the three of them now will make a trek to Florida. Two weeks to start. Who knows if it'll become a month? He's not sure. He's going to see where the Keys take him, and he's
looking to buy a place.
Yeah, he's been gearing up for this for some time.
Okay,
so much so that when we went back to Todd's after Jimmy's, we were watching reviews on pickup trucks that he's picking up, and if he was going to get an F-250, a Raptor, a 150.
Did we mention Todd has more money than Jesus?
He's doing okay.
He's doing okay.
Todd was there for the tech boom, and as far as white noise is concerned, that has changed his life dramatically for the better, and he runs that company as a 2 or 3 man shop and has been doing so for some time.
He is looking to get if he's going to get the place he was talking about, you can tell him.
Yes.
I don't have to tell him directly. That's unnecessary.
Unwanted.
I would be glad to do a weekend down there and come down for a weekend visit and hang out.
Of course. Of course.
And maybe coincide with you guys coming down to visit or something like that. That would
be the buffer.
It would be fun. And if he's getting the kind of place he says he's going to go, that would be even more fun. That would be very, very, very
cool. Do you think if he settles in down there and gets used to the Florida rhythm, it'll take away that chip in his brain that when he's just walking by you and I, when we're talking at the bar and he just sticks his head between us and says, so you guys talking about building the wall?
That's how Todd rolls.
That's exactly how he does.
He rolled up on Shannon, Marissa, and Carla, who are all having a pleasant conversation. I think Marissa's talking to Carla, and if I can quote Carla just briefly.
Yeah, Carla's a little tougher than I am.
Carla says to Marissa's like, "Yeah, you know, we may or may not move. We're just trying to figure that out. And like, can you give us a little advice?" And give us some context. And Marissa, and Carla doesn't miss a beat and says to Marissa, 3 years. And she's like, 3 years for what? She goes, it's going to be miserable for 3 years.
And
then,
wow.
And then she goes, why? She goes, because you're rebuilding your life. You have to find a social circle. You have to make friends. You have to figure out the rhythm of what goes down there. If the people stay there all year, or they're just visiting, or they're there for 2 months. It's an adjustment.
It's an adjustment, and that's when you get settled. After about that time. Do you hate it? No, it's wonderful.
No, no, she said it's a beautiful place, but if you're looking for
But anytime you relocate. Area,
yeah, so that's one. Two.
But at least in Florida, you're starting on third base because it's already nice to begin with.
Well, and also down there, it's much different than where we are.
Sure.
I mean, the Keys are a different world. So, right. I mean, I don't know what that would be like. You know, Pony, all I know is Bloodline. You know, that's what I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, really,
when I
that's
think
what
of
I
the,
assume it's all like. They're all murderers.
The Florida Keys, bunch of pirates and murderers yes. down there. But no,
I don't know. I haven't seen Marissa in 2 weeks.
Todd likes the beach. He likes boating. He likes the scuba. Snorkel. He likes the scuba.
Scuba? You scuba?
He's all about that. I said I will not be scubaing with him. You know, I mean, really, you know, I mean, I could be.
It stands for self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Mike, will you join me?
I could imagine like I'd be like 20 feet down. You know, and Todd would be, and we'd have the mask on. And Todd be like, you know, going. What would Joe Biden think of this, Mike? You know, it'd be it just.
What
be
is
he?
What
do you
call Joe Biden? Slow Joe.
Creepy Joe.
Creepy Joe. Which, by the way, is the most hysterical thing I've ever heard when you think about grab him by the end.
Yeah, I know.
But our guy's the creepy one.
Yeah, so, but that's.
It's astonishing. So, but the numbness.
That's the juxtaposition between the conversation we're having and the drinks that are being had. Right. Also, right. Todd walks up to the ladies and says, hey, did you know that there are people at this party that are on the Trump train? And then Marissa, his lovely girlfriend, says, no, no, Todd, we're not talking politics. Leave us alone. Go talk to your friends. We're just having a good time. We're not talking politics.
He's an American original,
which is
ladies
fun,
and gentlemen.
Which is so fun.
I know. I can't do it with anybody like I can do it with him. Now, would that be an entire weekend? I might stab him to death. I really might. I don't know.
Hey, Mike's going scuba diving, but he didn't take a tank with him. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, it would be like Bloodline. Yes. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Allison, did you know that you can ask your Amazon Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show?
Seriously? That's awesome. What do I have to say?
It's simple. Just say, Alexa, please, 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 with a cherry on top, I'm begging you, please play the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now playing the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, did you have to sound that desperate, though?
Oh, I didn't think it sounded desperate.
I thought it was quite polite, sweet even.
Alexa, are you seeing anyone at the moment?
My creator Jeff for a while, but I'm single now, hot stuff.
What is this even a commercial for?
To tell our listeners that the Mike O'Mara Show is just an Alexa ask away. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
That's right, play the Mike O'Mara Show. Mm-hmm. Bam, it's on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. We all want our home to be about us. It should be a place that feels unique to you. Joybird empowers you to create the furniture and space that bring you joy. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique taste. Hundreds of styles and options, anything you can imagine, plus free personal design consultants. They will achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision. They use high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials. They're environmentally friendly. We love that. Every piece comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try the 365-day home trial. You can sit out. Yeah, that's right. It's a year. I said 365 days. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Because of that, and I come from furniture people, Mike. Because they sell virtually online, you could never go to a showroom this size ever. Every option you can imagine is right in front of you. So if you value your time, shop Joybird. That's simply
that. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in for 365 days. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. We were talking about returns the other day and how spectacular Joybird does this. It's part of their business plan. You can even take your joy outside with their unique outdoor collection. I will be doing that, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about that. See how Joybird can help you design your dream space. Find your joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS.
News!
Boo! Actress Peggy Lipton died Saturday after a battle with cancer. She was 72. Peggy was best known for playing Julie Bond on the Mod Squad back in the day. She She was our little it girl. Oh, my gosh. I remember that. 1968 to 73, she also played waitress Norma Jennings on Twin Peaks. She was great in that. That was in the early 90s. And she returned for the revival on Showtime in 2017. Peggy was married to Quincy Jones. I forgot about that. They were married from 74 to 1990. They had two daughters together. Rashida, she's famous.
Yes.
And Khadida Jones. The girls issued a statement saying, quote, "She made her journey peacefully with her daughters and nieces by her side. We feel so lucky for every moment we spent with her." Too young. That's sad.
She's truly beautiful. Truly a beautiful woman.
Really, she was one of the real it girls. And really, the Mod Squad was iconic. Iconic television show back in
first
the day.
First sort of mature show geared toward the younger generation.
Oh, yeah.
So a real game changer.
So safe travels, Peggy Lipton. Avengers Endgame won the box office for a third straight week. But this time it was a little closer. Endgame took $63.1 million, while Detective Pikachu opened with $58 million. Endgame is now up to $723.5 million in the U.S. globally. It has made close to $2.5 billion.
Wow.
That is second only to Avatar's record of nearly $2.8 billion. So, wow. That's a... And you say worth it. A lot of people, I see great reviews on this movie all the time.
Yes, absolutely
worth
it.
People loved it. People absolutely loved it. A new study found the average Uber or Lyft is filled with over 200 times more germs than the average taxi.
Why do I
think this came from Big Taxi?
Big Taxi.
Taxis get cleaned regularly. Okay. Ubers don't. All right, this is why it has to be regulated. Sorry, it does.
Have you taken a DC cab lately?
I know.
Great movie, by the way, Mr. T. DC cab.
DC
wonderful
cab.
Film.
Germs are measured in something called CFUs, which stand for FU, colony forming units.
B-F-U.
The average taxi has just under 28,000 CFUs per square inch, compared to over 6 million for Ubers and Lyfts.
Do the little Christmas tree-shaped air fresheners, do they kill CFUs?
I have no idea.
Because that would be a great battle.
Just to put that in perspective, 6 million is almost three times more bacteria than the average toothbrush holder. And it's over 35,000 times more than you'd find on a toilet seat, which don't actually harbor much bacteria. The germiest spot in an Uber is the button to roll down your window.
Ew!
It has the most bacteria by far.
Gross.
Then your seatbelt is next. The study also found that rental cars are pretty filthy. Oh, that's gross. I thought they clean them, though. About 2 million
Alamo
CFUs
does,
per square inch.
Alamo does.
The top two spots you might want to wipe down on your next rental are the gear shift and the steering wheel. I'm going to throw up.
Well, that makes sense.
They both have about 1 million each.
So nasty. This is Big Taxi because I have a friend who, out of college, worked at Enterprise for a long time.
I remember this guy.
Yeah, and that gentleman said... You know, the hardest part was making sure you clean the cars, which you would do right away before you deliver them. So rental cars, I don't see that happening as much because you're actually cleaning the vehicle before you hand it to a customer.
And taxis stink.
Yeah. Yes.
But also you have to think with rental cars, they're not about sanitizing it. They just want it to look okay. It's like Mr. Wolf. We're talking fast.
Just swab down the blood.
Yes.
Get rid of the blood.
You got a blanket?
So nasty. All right. Well, let's talk about IHOP, shall we?
Yes, please.
They had a massive social media hit last year when they temporarily changed their name to IHOB for their burgers.
I remember.
This might not be the follow-up they were looking for. Yesterday, IHOP's Mother's Day tweet was a sonogram picture that showed a stack of pancakes instead of a fetus. And it said, quote, "If you have pancakes in your tum-tum, does that make you a pancake mama?" I don't care. We're talking about it. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Brilliant.
The reaction on social was more than confusion. More confusion than anything else. So, again, but we're talking about it.
Yes, of course.
Because they do stuff. If they keep doing stuff, that's okay, right?
Well, you know But we have to close with this thought. Their food still sucks. Everything about the restaurant is horrible. But that's a good campaign.
Yeah. How are we doing with the word back from Tregg's people for Perkins?
Yes, Friday they contacted me and they said, would we want to fly him in? I said, no, a phoner will be fine. I will follow up with them following the show today.
That's a bingo.
Fly him in?
Yes.
Fly Tregg in.
Yeah, he lives in the Carolinas, God. So I'm sure a nice landline will suffice.
I'll have a burger, fries, and some pie. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Bring the pie first.
Right. Yeah. Meanwhile, Tregg is out in his Uber touching the window button.
Tregg. I love it. Anyway. All right, this is kind of nasty. This is so nasty.
Okay.
The porn site X-Hamster pulled a pretty slick publicity stunt yesterday. They blocked all the MILF videos on their site, and when anyone went to a MILF video, they got a pop-up message instead that said, quote, it's Mother's Day. Go call your mom, okay? MILFs can wait. That's too funny.
Fantastic.
It doesn't seem like their users were that upset, although I feel like there aren't many people who would go on social to publicly complain about something like that.
Yeah.
Why'd they take them down? What jerks? I can't believe they did that. Like that. So,
call your mother.
That's pretty ballsy.
Yeah. It's ballsy.
And that's a good choice of words.
Pardon the pun. Yeah. Moving right along. And now, how about a little something something? Would
please.
That be okay?
I'd love
yes,
that.
Yes, please.
Teach you that here. It's basically a miracle that this guy didn't die and take a bunch of people with him. An off-duty cop was driving on the interstate in Lakeland, Florida.
Where is that?
It's where the lake is.
Ah.
He was doing that last week when he saw a white Cadillac zoom past him. I saw the video. It had an old dude sitting on the sunroof. And it's going 100 miles an hour. The cop takes a video, calls 911, and the Florida Highway Patrol came out and pulled over 70-year-old Leonard Olson.
Leonard!
Oh, Leonard.
Leonard!
Apparently, he put the car in cruise control at 100 miles per hour, then decided to open up the sunroof and stand up instead of driving. He felt that it was fine because, quote, the car drives itself and has a gigantic computer in it. Yes, Leonard. Further quote, he said, I thought it would be a nice way to praise God for a minute.
That is nice.
He was arrested on misdemeanor tickets, misdemeanor reckless driving charges, rather. And, well, it's the beginning of the week, so I thought I'd start with a Florida slogan of the day.
So this is a new slogan for your state of Florida.
Yeah, this will be on the bumper sticker. It's modified. See, a lot of bumper stickers in the airport in Washington. I figure we need one in Florida.
Sure, a new slogan.
All right. Florida, where Jesus and stupid live in harmony. Thank you very much. Here we go. That's it. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio of Alton Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, keep buying tickets to our Saturday show.
Yeah, do it.
We want to sell that out,
do
too.
It.
How are we doing, Oscar? Do we need to goose them a little bit?
It's fantastic. I think the people that are, they appreciate the fact that they have another show if they couldn't get into the Friday show.
Very good. Buy tickets. Buy a ticket. I take a ticket right now. We'll be right back.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. How was your Mother's Day? Was it great? Did you celebrate motherhood? Did you have flowers and cards and chocolate bonbons? Was the day dripping with thick, rich, maternal joy? Or was it lousy? Was it, as usual, a 24-hour yearly reminder of the mind-numbing dysfunction that your strumpet of a mother injected into your life? Strumpet. You don't get that very often.
That's a good one.
Either way, the sooner you forget Mother's Day, the better off you'll be. Distract yourself with the TMOS bonus show. Subscribe and you'll get a bonus uncensored sixth episode.
How many?
Sorry. Long weekend.
It is.
Subscribe. And you'll get a bonus uncensored sixth episode of TMOS every week. Maybe even buy a package for your mom so she'll finally shut up.
What?
Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click on the bonus banner. It's that easy. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Bonus, 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 bonus show. It's the best mother you'll ever have. Thank you very much. Yeah. Real quick before we get to the audio ball.
Yeah.
Is your other radio partner okay? He posted a very sad live video of him up in your studio in Fairfax.
Fairfax, Virginia.
Complaining the about the fact that he was alone.
Chad, I watched the
Chad
video.
Chad does
I saw
not
this.
Need to be alone. He does not. I don't know what he was doing. Is it just...
Did you watch the entire video?
I watched most of it,
okay.
Yes.
So throughout the entire video, and Chad is probably the most self-aware individuals that I know for, I guess, what make up his personal circle of friends. And yeah. Some of them are available at all times. Others are available when they want to be available. And what we find, I believe, as we grow, and I'm not putting words in his mouth, I think,
people
is that...
People are having children.
Is that people have kids. And when they have kids, the priorities change. And sure, for those of us
and Chad's not happy.
And those of us that don't have kids,
right,
have a lot more free time than they have when people have kids.
Exactly.
So yes. When our friends start having children, we start losing our friends.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
About it. Yeah.
So
yeah.
And maybe not to the extent he's at, but we all get to a place where like, oh, like my friend Kenny had a kid. I haven't seen him in 2 years. Like, I will see him hopefully in a couple more years when they become toddlers.
Circle
and they can
of
go
life,
out.
Oscar.
That's
yes,
what it
the
is.
Circle of life.
Yes.
Right.
So I think he had worked all day at his store. He had taken a break, said he wanted to go hang out with some friends. It was Mother's Day. People had
Nobody
kids.
Nobody was available.
No one was available. So we went online.
There's always friends online,
and
Mike.
It was a manifesto of woes. Mm. But
it's
then,
a manifesto of anti-child.
But then
an anti-child manifesto.
But then the beauty of Dukes is that he then says, "Oh, you guys want to see the studio? I'll give you a tour of the place."
gives us a lovely with the dog bed and everything. It was wonderful.
Nice.
So you tell him I was thinking of him. I caught that,
absolutely.
And I really you can mention that to him when you see him.
I will.
You know, tell him to have a go adopt a kid or something, not just dogs.
I think he'll be okay.
I think if he adopts someone, he should adopt someone who's about 21.
Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, May 13th, 2019.
I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Mike, are you like me?
No.
Exactly. But right. You do get lost in the lilting lyrical tones of Cardi B when she speaks, right?
Yeah, I've always been fascinated by her baby talk.
A few weeks ago, or I think it might have been even late last year, she was gifted a beautiful set of custom Uggs from the UGG company.
Uggs.
And she posted this video because she was so excited.
None of you bitches got these exclusive Swiss or Sweet Uggs. What's poppin'? Ow!
What's poppin'? So that to me is a little grating to the ears. So there's a gentleman who actually wrote a light jazz score for that. And I'd like to share it with you now.
All right.
Because I think it makes it much more palatable.
None of you bitches got these exclusive Swiss and Sweet Uggs. What's poppin'? Ow! Ow!
That. Play that again. I might love that as much as anything I've ever heard.
I almost fell out of my chair.
That is so... flipping
because
funny.
He finds the melody and when she goes none of you bitches
none of you bitches got these exclusive Swiss and Sweet Uggs. What's poppin'?
And the flourish.
And that's Cardi
end.
B. Yeah, there you go.
Jesus, that's great. Oh, God. That's so simple and beautiful. That's
wonderful.
Fantastic.
Now, this next thing is really sweet. This trended virally over the weekend. In Boston, a symphony orchestra was performing Mozart, and in the audience was an autistic boy, largely nonverbal. He does not speak, but he loves music. And at a key part, he says, wow, because the music was so beautiful, and the audience reacts in the most marvelous way. This is the conclusion of the Mozart piece. And there's some really overwhelmingly sweet video interviewing the parents about how what a big deal that was and that positive reinforcement of them applauding after he said, wow, made that kid feel a mile high.
As someone who's raising a child with music education almost on a daily basis, I will tell you that is a That is a wonderful thing to bring into your house. And music is very, very important. Anybody who doesn't know that or doesn't think that doesn't know it. And it's really, I think, accelerated my son's learning ability. To watch him every day and to see him doing things on the piano that I've never known how to do. It's really, really fun.
Mike, I watch it so you don't have to. Saturday Night Live did another dig a hole in the backyard, burn it, and bury it episode this weekend.
Oh, my God.
He's so right.
It was a disaster.
Who was the guest host?
The very talented Emma Thompson. And okay. They just didn't, right. And it was a Mother's Day episode, mm-hmm. And they just didn't know what to do. I will give you the best 40 seconds of 90 minutes, because what they all did, what they always do, they bring out people to, they get applause. So they brought out Amy Poehler and Tina Fey during the monologue, and they said, for Mother's Day, this is how you translate what mothers say.
When you ask your mother what she wants to do for Mother's Day, and she says,
just to relax in the backyard, maybe a massage.
What she's actually asking is,
how does one buy weed?
When your mother sees what you're wearing and says,
oh, I like that shirt.
What she's trying to say is,
oh, I think I bought you that shirt.
I just saved you 89 minutes and 40 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a Netflix movie coming out. Amy Poehler's mm-hmm. with Tina Fey. I think it's called Wine Country, and it looks horrible.
Oh, no.
What was the movie? Was the movie they did Baby Mama? Was that the last duet they did?
Mm-hmm. Bridesmaids was a little funny, and then they all started making these movies. Mm. And the one what was the one with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey where they got drunk and had a big party. It was something.
They're teenagers.
I remember. But you see, the thing.
Horrible. Absolutely terrible.
I watch it. Terrible.
Netflix is a blessing and a curse because it allows us to have so much content, but it also says, you know, they've got that name recognition, and there's a portion of America that's going to say,
let's be good.
Let them do it. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Mike, this is a song that everybody can agree on. Baby Shark. Now, I'm sure Michael is a little too old to be caught up in the Baby Shark phenomenon, but this actually charted as a hit record, and kids love it. But I'm setting up something here. We're also got a generation of kids that are used to, they're used to having the virtual assistants like Alexa, right? Mm-hmm. So here is a young toddler, we'll close with this, a young toddler having a hard time with Alexa, and I do feel Alexa is probably trolling.
The magic dragon lived by the sea.
I do believe my thought is that Alexa might be trolling the kid. I don't know. Let's see.
I think you want to hear the song Baby Shark?
Yeah.
Play the song Baby Shark, right?
Yes.
I didn't catch that. Was that play the song Baby Shark?
Okay, stop doing that, Alexa.
I think you are asking for the song Baby Shark. Is that right?
Yes, it is right.
Was that play the song Baby Shark?
Yes. Okay. Alexa, stop. Stop that.
Now the video goes on and on, but Alexa finally does play the song.
None of you bitches. None of you bitches. Got these exclusive Swisher Sweets hugs. What's popping?
What's popping out, Mike? That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Make sure you grab those tickets to number two. And thank you for selling out the first one. We appreciate that. We're going to see you in Las Vegas for a great weekend. The weekend of the 15th. It's going to be fantastic. In November in Vegas, baby. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara. Thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I have a sentimental weakness for my children, and I spoil them, as you can see. They talk when they should listen.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Goodbye, Duty.